Okay. If there's anybody else our frequency right now that'd like to check in with or without information, please come now.
KC2AQG.
Okay, we got KC2AQG, and could you give us your name, please, and do you have any traffic for the net?
Absolutely. The name is Andy. I'm in Merrick, Long Island, on South Shore, and I hold no traffic.
Okay, very good, Andy. Good evening, and thanks for that. It's great enough, and I believe I thought I heard somebody else out there, but they sounded kind of weak, so maybe they want to pick up the power a little bit and give it another try. Please come back.
Charlie, I might be mistaken, but that sounded like N2XOJ out there, if I believe that. What I thought I heard on the check-in.
Okay, very good. N2XOJ, Alex. Okay, Alex, thank you for checking in. I couldn't quite hear you already. Is anybody else out there who will give one more shot that would like to check in with or without traffic? Please come out.
No traffic.
Okay, very good. KC2CLE. And maybe you could come back and give us your first name also. Back to you.
My name is Mike.
Okay, Mike, thank you. Okay, I have a little bit of info here, not a whole lot, so we'll wing it, see what happens here. As you may or may not know, last night we had some visitors in town. We had the president and the vice president came in for fundraising to raise some money. And they wound up taking in a Broadway play, The Lion King, I think it was. And when I got home from work, I'd heard about it all afternoon. They were talking about gridlock in Manhattan on the radio. So I put some frequencies into the scanner and see what I could come up with. And I found a few things. Let me let it drop. Okay, Frankie Station, I couldn't catch your call sign or your name. Please try it again. Sorry there, old man. I couldn't quite, whatever it is. I think there's something with the repeater tonight. Maybe there's a bit of a band opening because I keep hearing it sounds like another repeater cutting in. Give it one more try.
10-2.
Okay, sorry about that. Maybe try again in a little while. You know, if you could increase your power, maybe that would help. Okay, anyway, getting back to my traffic. I had federal frequencies in, and also NYPD, citywide, and traffic control frequencies. I had no luck on the Fed frequencies. Maybe it was just a bad time, or had a feeling that they might have been using digital equipment. And there's a couple times I heard open carrier. to which pods it could have been. But I did get, like, four frequencies that were active on NYPD, and I'll share them with you now. Let me let it drop.
Okay, last time, N2XOI.
Okay, station, I heard N2X, XUR, or something like that. Give it one more try, if that's correct, and give me your name also.
N2XOI, David Mobile, getting closer to the machine.
Okay, David, N2XOI, I got you that time. Thank you for checking in. Do you have any traffic?
No traffic at this time.
Okay, let me, before I continue with my traffic, let me give it one more shout. Is there anybody out there who would like to check in with or without traffic? Please come with your call sign and your name. Please come now. 2 WJL, Richie.
That'll be on.
With?
Okay, yeah, 2 WJL, Richie. Good evening to you. I heard you loud and clear. No problem. Richie, do you have any traffic for the net?
There's no traffic.
2WWM, Curtis, with info.
Okay, I heard you that time, Curtis. Very good. 2WWM with traffic. Okay, Curtis. Give me a... Curtis, are you home or are you on the road?
I'm home.
Okay, very good. Well, let me just get this out for a minute, and then I'm going to pick you up next. Alrighty. Alright, we'll try once more. Getting back to this traffic. I heard four frequencies. So, I'm not that well that familiar with NYPD frequencies. I'm pretty sure a couple of them were citywide, and I think like traffic control, special events. But, I did hear activity that was connected to the VIP visit last night on the following frequencies. 470.8125. 470.8125 is traffic control. Let me let it drop. Okay, next one is, I heard, 470.6875. 470.6875. I heard it was set up as a 46th Street command post, and that was pretty active frequency. I also heard 478.8625. 478.8625. And the last one, I heard 470.7375. 470.7375. Now, on this frequency, I heard the following information. So one officer was asking another if the package had arrived, and then he said, the package has arrived, okay? Then that was followed by, are both packages down here? So I guess our friends from Washington are known as packages at NYPD speak, so I thought that was pretty interesting. So if you ever hear package, you'll know who they're referring to. There's some packages for sure. Okay, so on that note, I'm going to let it drop. We'll see if there's any more check-ins, and if not, we'll give it to Curtis. Anybody who'd like to join us with or without traffic, please come now.
KC2CXW, Peter.
Thank you.
Okay, Peter, KC2CXW. Do you have any traffic for the net?
Just a quickie then. First, band opening.
Okay, Peter, very good. Yeah, I kind of thought there was. It definitely sounds like it because the repeater drops out from time to time. You can hear all the things in the background. Okay, Peter, thanks for that additional. Okay, at this point, let's turn it over to Curtis at 2WWM for his info. Go ahead, Curtis, pick it up.
Hey, good. It's 2WWM. Well, we saw Frank and Ed down at the convention, the HimFest on Sunday, and a lot of Scanner guys stopped by at the table we had set up. We had some things of our own that we had to get rid of. Frank had a scanner. I didn't even get to take a real close look at it. Threw it down on the table, and I don't think it was on the table no 4.5 seconds, and somebody scoffed it up. Everything we had pretty much went. I'm going to do this again sometime. And sure, Ed and a couple other people stopped by. Ed has a beautiful photo that made the Scanning USA publication. It's September's issue. Get your hands on one. September Scanning USA. On the front cover is a photo of the Suffolk County troop vehicle, troop truck, they call it. And Ed submitted that photo. It was parked down at the Suffolk County Police Headquarters. He meant to ask me if I got the thing in the mail, but my wife was holding out on me. I did get it in the mail on Saturday. Let me drop it. He does have an article in there of some sort. I didn't look it over. I just pulled it out from underneath the pile. It was a very successful HimFest. I see a Richie got in there. And he had no info, but I'll talk for him, though. It was, sound like it was a real good one. And if you got to go to any of the forums, I heard that the forums were really excellent. Had some good speeches, Charlie. The other information, Charlie, that I gave you over the phone, if you could just sneak that in, I'll appreciate it. And I have some HimFest information for next week. I'll get it together. I've been really busy over the long weekend. So there are some HimFests that are coming up in the month of October. It's a bit early to announce them. Back to net control. TV2UVV to WWM.
Okay, N2WWM is KB2UVV. Thank you, Curtis, for that info. And I have your info right here in front of me. And let me just give another call up over here, and after that, we'll put your info out. Okay, anybody else that would like to check in, with or without traffic, please come out.
K2YAW, checking in and a little bit of traffic. Hello, Charlie.
There is N1LVA, Baldwin Bell. Good evening, Charlie, and I have a quick question.
Okay, I heard K2YAW, our good friend Ed. Ed, is that you, and how are you?
Yes, sir. Good hearing you. I was tuning across the dial here, and I heard a couple of familiar voices. Charlie, I haven't talked to you in a while, out there, and I know he had some problems with his antenna, so I guess he resolved that, but wanted to check in, and when you get time, get back to me, and I've got a few little little tidbits I can throw out in the way of traffic.
Oh, very good. That's good to hear you, and good talking to you. And I still listen to you every Monday night. Unfortunately, usually I'm under the covers. And Monday's a bad day when I go back to work. And by 8 o'clock, I'm fighting to keep my eyes open. But, Ed, I always enjoy your net, and it's good to hear you. And appreciate you checking in, and looking forward to your info. And I'd like to also say good evening to Walter, N1LBH. And, Walter, we haven't heard you in a while also. So, let me just, before we go to you, Ed, let me just give it one more shot and see if there's anybody else out there lurking in the shadows that'd like to join us. With or without traffic, please come back.
WW, I'm just to mention something to Ed.
Go right ahead, Curtis.
Yeah, I can't get into the Walkfield machine yet, Ed. And I'm still waiting for the arrival of the bottom base of the diamond antenna. So it may be some time, and then I'll have to get a mass and somebody to help me. I could do the climbing. It's no big deal about that. I'm not afraid of the climbing. But I'll need somebody just to help me to put the ladder. So that's that. Now back to you, Ed, and you can give it back to Charlie. It's 2WWM in the net.
Okay, acknowledge that all, Curtis. Alright, well, I'll keep in touch. Let us know how you're making out. And if you can, put the next antenna up higher. Back to net control.
Okay, very good. Okay, Ed, at this point, I'm going to give it back to you for your traffic. And thank you again. It was really good hearing you there, Ed. And we're definitely, you know, a couple of Friday nights, I was looking for you out. I know you do the quarter century net on that the Grumman repeater on 146.745, and at 8 o'clock. And then, you know, a lot of times I'll check Lockfield, but I haven't heard you lately yet. So I try to stay up on Friday nights and catch a little nap when I get home. And I try to stay up. We'll have to definitely get together. Back to you.
Let's see. Charlie, I think you have a check-in, so I'll let you pick that person up.
Okay, very good, thank you, Ed. Okay, breaking station, would you please come back with your call sign and your first name and whether you're with or without traffic.
All right, what's up, Charlie? This is Charlie, KC2. I have no traffic, but I have a question for Frank, N2VRA, but I will, you can take care of your business first and then you can get back to me.
Okay, Charlie, KC2DV, thanks for checking in. Frank, N2VRA, I haven't spoken with him. Since Saturday, and I was supposed to meet the guys over at the Hamfest Sunday morning, and I wound up getting sick, which I am still sick today. In fact, I didn't even go into work today. But I spoke with his YL yesterday, and he was sick also. So I don't think we're going to be seeing Frank tonight, Charlie. Charlie, as long as I got you on the air, I don't know if you're aware, but the meeting's been changed. Nathan's in Hicksville is no longer in business, so and this is for everybody that's listening. For the time being, the meeting Thursday night is still on Thursday the 17th, but it will be down at Nathan's in Oceanside on Long Beach Road. And Eddie, as you know, is out of town, but I will be there. Not that that's much of a replacement for net control, but anybody who'd like to come down and join me is more than welcome. And we'll have some fun, I'm sure. But like I said, Nathan's in Hicksville is no longer in business. So anybody that has any ideas for any other meeting places, can either contact me by email or you can either, I'll give out our snail mail address and you can contact us and let us know. We're open to any ideas and suggestions. Let me let it drop, and Charlie, if you have anything back for me, let me know.
All right, Charlie, then I guess I'll just stick around for the net. I just wanted to ask him a quick question about the his dual-band J-poles that I purchased. But, yeah, I guess I'll catch him another time, and I'll see you Thursday. So I will be listening in the net, and I guess I'll pop in if I have a comment on something. So, KC2DEP, I'll be listening. Charlie, back over to you. KC2DEP, back to you.
Okay, Charlie, very good. In fact, I'm using Frank's J-Pole antenna right now, and it works very good. What's the question you have? Maybe I can help you.
Alrighty, well, I just wanted to know, how would I go by improving the SWR on the UHF frequencies? For some reason, the SWR is around 3.5. But the VHF side is, you know, 1.1, 1.2. Well, I was just a little concerned about the SWR, so hopefully I might be able to find a way to improve it.
Okay, I see. All right, so maybe we should leave that for Frank, and, you know, when he's able to check it out, I'll definitely get word to him. And maybe he can get back with you. So while I got you here, do you have a ride down to Nathan's over there in Oceanside, or do you need a ride? If so, email me, Charlie, and give me your phone number again too. If you email me, and I'll be in touch with you.
All right. I think I do have a ride. It's local. But if not, I will send you an email. But I will send you an email either today or tomorrow evening with my phone number. And I guess I'll talk to you then.
Okay, Charlie, very good. Alrighty. Alright, before we go back over to Ed, K2YAW, let me see if there's anybody else out there who'd like to check in. With or without traffic, please come out. Okay, hearing nothing, let's go back to Ed, K2YAW, with his traffic. Okay, Ed, take it away.
Okay, Charlie, first a couple of quick questions, and I'll throw it right back to you. I want to thank you for the mailings. I really enjoyed the information that that you sent out to me. And my first question is, can you tell me how much is the dues for the MLI group? Can you, if you don't mind, can you tell me that, Charlie, back to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Could you repeat that question, please?
I said, is there a dues requirement for the monitoring group for your club here? Do you collect the dues, or just how do you support the mailings and all the other things you do?
No, there's no dues, Ed. Not at all. No, we manage. Ed, you still got quite a few stamps over here. If you remember, you sent me a book. And the envelopes and the paper and whatnot are my treat to you, Ed. Because I tell you, I really enjoy listening to you, net, and I'm not trying to embarrass you or nothing, but you're a definite asset and a service to the amateur radio with the tech net and with all the other nets you do, Ed. And I really always enjoy listening to you, and it's my pleasure. So please don't even worry about that. Back to you.
Okay, Charlie. Well, it's not a worry, but it's you know, it's only fair. You know, you guys put a lot of effort into this, and you do a good job. So you know, we'll look into that. As far as the Friday night the nets, we've been running the short ones, and I tell you, as soon as it's over, I've been getting in a lot of the great baseball activity. You know, so I think it's going to be like that for the next few weeks. But you know, we're always hanging around there, one place or another. My question, first of all, is I guess everybody knows they've created a new police precinct out in the east end of Long Island, the 7th Precinct. And I wonder if you guys have a frequency for them. And I was just tuning around there, kind of curious, and I didn't hear you know, any references to the 7th. So maybe you have something on that. And then I've got a couple of frequencies for you. So if you like, you know, we can do that. KD2UVV, this is K2YAW.
Okay, Ed. K2YAW, this is KB2UVV. Ed, as you were talking, I was, I'm sitting in front of my computer here. I'm downstairs. I'm talking on the 202. This is my new home away from home. So I'm perched in front of the computer, and on AOL we have a chat room for the group, and we have right now there's five of us that are in there, and I just fielded your question to them to see if anybody has any info. In fact, we have Keith from Kings Park, N2NJS. He has his own website, a very good one, by the way, and he has a chat room actually on his website, but I'm having trouble entering a password, so I tried it earlier today and had no luck, but hopefully I'll get it straightened out next week, and I think it's really neat. But we gotta get you a computer there, Ed. You can join in on the fun. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, I know, I'm still back in the Stone Age when it comes to that stuff, but very good on the, you went in the chat room there on the side along with the net. Okay, let me pass this out for what it's worth, because I know you've got other people on the line here. This Saturday was a special event commemorating 75th anniversary of wireless radio, and they're going to run a special event station on shortwave, so if anybody would like to listen for this, it's Saturday, September 19th, probably all weekend, and the frequency to listen on is 15.205, and they'll probably have, you know, certificate or QSL information and, you know, listen into what they have to offer. Let me drop and I'll continue. Okay, if anybody remembers Alan Weiner, one of the legendary pirateers, the good ship Sarah, which used to broadcast off of Long Island, off the south shore of Long Island, and was impounded some years ago, and there's a whole big adventure story about that. Well, anyway, Al Weiner rides again, and he's got a new thing going for him. He's now transmitting on shortwave from Monticello, Maine. And I heard him last week. He had his initial broadcast. As a matter of fact, it was last Tuesday. Tuesday night, so he's on the air about a week. Let me drop and I'll give you that frequency. Okay, the call letters is RWBCQ, Bravo Charlie Quebec, WBCQ, and he operates at 7415 AM, 7415, and listen into him. I think he's probably on there right now, but listen in to him. He's got his own distinctive way of hosting a radio program, and you might find it interesting. And okay, one more. This is sort of a clandestine thing that I ran across. I heard two or maybe more Hispanic stations speaking on 12.350 upper sideband, 12.350. And the reason why I say it was strange is because they were sounded like full duplex. They were, you know, it almost sounded like a telephone conversation. I didn't get any call letters, or I really couldn't make out what they were saying, but they were coming in pretty strong. So if somebody wants to check that out, and maybe it might be a rare thing. Okay, good enough for now, Charlie. Back to you, K2YAW.
WWM with additional information.
Okay, Ed, thank you for all that good information, and we appreciate it, and I'm going to let Curtis give his additional, because I'm sure it's connected. I know Curtis is a big fan of Al Wieners, so go ahead, Curtis, go with your additional.
Al is on right now. He has a live call-in show. He's a live call-in show. Just had a caller from Connecticut coming in like gangbusters. I have it on my DX390. We're not even with the aerial up. It's coming in full scale. So, it is right on the money, and the station is real strong coming out of wherever it's coming from. He said Maine. So we have something doing good over there. And he sounds, he's not up to his old stuff, but he sounds normal to, you know, maybe got his act together after all these years. Back to you, Charlie, to WWM.
Okay, Curtis, very good. So Al Wieners on the air as we speak. And definitely going to have to give him a listen real soon. Okay, I'm going to give, Curtis, I'm going to give your information out here that you gave me this afternoon real quick, and then we're going to go to Walter. You know, he's been patiently waiting in the wings. Okay, Curtis gave me this information this afternoon on an upcoming Freeport Fire Department Flyer Expo. It's Fire Expo, a fire buff show for all of you people that are interested in fire departments, you know, goings on and apparatus and souvenirs and whatnot. Okay, it's going to be on Saturday, October 10th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Freeport Rec Center, which is located on 130 East Merrick Road, right next to the Big Bubble in Freeport. You can't miss it. Let me let it drop. Okay, I'll repeat that. That's on, that's the Freeport Flyer Department Flyer Expo, and that will be on Saturday, October 10th, so that's a ways off. We'll, I'm sure we will remind you of it before that happens. And for any additional info, you can contact them at 377-2356. I'll repeat that, 377-2356. And Curtis, we thank you for that info. Okay, let me let it drop for any additional check-ins. With or without info, please come now.
This is KC2BZB. Good evening, Charlie. No traffic.
Joe, KC2, VZB, very good. Good evening, Joe, and thank you for checking in. And sorry I missed you Sunday. I wasn't able to make it over to the Hairfest. I heard you were there, and everybody had a good time. So we'll catch you at the next one. Okay, without any further ado, and I apologize for taking so long. Let me give it over to Walter, N1LVH, with his query. Okay, Walter, please pick it up.
Okay, thank you, Ed. Ed, yeah, and Sally, just so you said, but I just wondered if you'd go over what's happening on the newsletter. And I've been on vacation and in and out, and I listened a few nights for, you know, when I could, and not the whole mess. But I wondered, I know there's some changes. You've either got it on a website now or some such thing. And so I just wondered if you could bring me up to date on that. Thank you very much, Ed. Charlie, gee whiz, what a mental block I have this evening. Back to you.
Okay, N1LVH is KB2UBB. No problem at all, Walter. There are a few changes in the works. And a lot of it is, Walter, that we really hadn't been getting any info. And, Walter, let me ask you a question. Are you going to be down at Nathan's on Thursday night?
Yes, John, affirmative. I plan to be there on Thursday.
Okay, very good, because I'll talk to you that. I could go a little more into detail. But still have a newsletter. We haven't had anything since the last one we sent out to you, Walter, because I sent it out myself. But, you know, like I said, and the info doesn't come in, you know, we don't have anything, so. Yeah, but we're working on some other ideas, Walter, and even if it goes online, we will make sure you get a copy, Ed. You know, there's a handful of people like yourself and like Ed, K2YAW, and Franz, and, you know, a few other people that still get the newsletter, and of course, R up in Bridgeport, and we won't want to forget R, and hello if he's listening. And, you know, as the newsletter goes out, you know, we'll make sure you get it. Okay, very good. Alright. And I'm going to give it one more call up and feel like I'm beating the horse till he dies here by height. And let's see if there's anybody else out there lurking around that would like to join the madness here. With or without traffic, please come out.
KC2 EAZ without traffic. Charlie, you have a little bit of additional.
Okay, Ed recognized. Okay, the other station, KC2 EAV. I didn't get your first name. If you could come back with that, please.
So Alpha Zulu, and the handle here is John, no traffic. Thank you.
Okay, very good, Joe, KC2 EAZ. I'm sorry about that mistake. Okay, and let me give it back to Ed, K2YAW, for additional information. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, Charlie, I'm just getting back to the Al White Wiener subject. You mentioned the internet and you guys are involved in that. He does have a web page already, and incidentally his point of broadcast, or his QTH, is Monticello, Maine. So he's way up in the northeast part of the country, and sending that signal down, he probably covers the whole USA, you know, from the corner of the country there. Anyway, the webpage is theplanet.com, WBCQ.net. Repeat, the planet dot WBCQ.net. So check that out and see what's going on there. Back to you, K2YAW.
Okay, very good. K2YAW, Ed, we appreciate that additional info. And I finally got into Keith's room. And Keith, good evening. So, yeah, I finally made it in. So, I'm laughing. Okay. So I guess he heard me. I'm a bumbling fool here. Okay. So, anyway, yeah, it's been a rough week, I'll tell you. It's been a little under the weather, monumental earache the last few days. So I hope it's feeling better. But anyway, we're going to give it one last shot and see if there's anybody out there who wants to give it a late, addition to our net. And if you'd like to check in with or without traffic, just to say hello, whatever, please come now.
Maybe two ITS questions.
Okay, could you repeat your call sign and your name again, please? Back to you.
I had the mic hanging down real low because of the fans. KB2 YTF question.
Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, Charlie, did you mention your little commercial that you saw on the TV the other night for those that don't subscribe to the list?
Oh, I didn't, Scott. Good point. I guess I should have done that. What do you think?
I say go for it. Matter of fact, I sent it over to also another scanner list, try to get comments from it, and I got one comment, which I forwarded to the ScanCom list, and I don't know if you read it yet, but yeah, I think you should. I think it would be a good topic of discussion if it's a slow traffic night.
Okay, Scott, very good. Yes, I did get your comment, and I appreciate that. That was very good, Scott. And I thank you. I'm looking for it right now. Okay, here we go. Okay, let me. Okay, here we go. I ran across something very unusual early this morning, early Tuesday morning. I had a very bad earache, so I was up kind of pounding the floor last night. I couldn't sleep, and I wound up going out into the living room, and I turned on the TV, and was doing a little channel surfing, and happened to notice on E!, entertainment channel on cable, was the Howard Stern show. So I, watching it, and a commercial came on, and it really shocked me. The commercial was for a Bearcat scanner, and it was a handheld, and I think they said it was a BC-150. I'm not positive on the model number. And what really surprised me was the way they were trying to sell the scanner. Let me let it drop. Okay, it's KB2UVV. Basically, what they said was, with this scanner, you can listen to your neighbors when they talk on their cordless phone. And they also mentioned that you could hear cordless phones up to a half mile away. And that the price of the scanner was $169. And then they gave a phone number, which I served to memory as 1-800-834-8888.
bank of commercials, you know, but I couldn't believe it. They were like encouraging. The only thing they pointed out to use the scanner for was to, you know, for illegal activities, which we all know is against the law to listen to people on cordless and or cellular phones. You know, it's, I guess, the Communications Privacy Act, and we all know that. So I thought that was very unusual. I'm going to let it drop for any additional comments.
KC2, EAZ with a comment.
And K2YAW with a comment.
Okay, you got you there, Ed, and the other station, DAV. I don't know if, I don't think I have you down on the list. If you could, give us your name first and go ahead with your comment.
It was KC2EAZ, and it was John. Yeah, I just, not only that, but it had been, was a block, and it was a man next door, sort of, in her window, and he was next at the, I guess the breakfast, or whatever it was. So I just wanted to add that. It almost went beyond that. It almost looked like he was stalking her. Back to you.
Okay, Joe, you've seen the commercial then. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So what do you think? Do you think that's a legit commercial, or is it a goof by Howard Stern? That's what somebody suggested to me, but I think it was actually somebody legit. Back to you.
Legitimate commercial. I didn't actually call the phone number, but you know, the company name at the end is what really threw me. I think they also sell some other things. You know, it was one of these Teledirect or something like that. I don't remember the exact. I've seen them selling other products. Incidentally, I guess it's, rather than being a joke, I don't really know. I haven't seen it anywhere else, but back to you, KC2EAZ.
Okay, very good, Joe. Yeah, I think it was legitimate, but I'm surprised somebody, Mr. Representative Housen and Markey and the rest of them aren't screaming about it. But I'll leave that. That's their job. But I was just kind of woke me up, you know. I was kind of in a daze, but after that, I was really shocked. Okay, let me turn it over to Ed, K2YAW, for your comments. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, Charlie. Well, anything that's associated with Howard Stern has got to be pretty low down and dirty. But aside from that being disseminating that information about listening to cordless phones is definitely against regulations. We all know that. I don't think, just off the top of my head, I don't think that commercial is approved by the Bearcat company, the Uniden company. That probably was put out by an advertising agency solely with that telemarketing company involved in it. I bet if somebody called up Uniden and told them about it, they'd put a stop to that pretty quick. So, Charlie, try not to give out that 800 number, because I don't think anybody should give this, any more attention than what it already has. It's a pretty rotten thing against television and broadcasting in general. Back to you, K2YAW.
KAB2YTF, control.
Okay, Scott recognized. I'll give it to you in a second. Ed, yeah, I agree with you. Okay, I apologize for erroneously giving that out. It's just, I had it, the text of the letter, and, still kind of shocked about the whole thing. I do agree. I don't think Bearcat has anything to do with it, or Uniden. It is, you know, an aftermarket outfit because it looks like an old scanner. And it almost looks like the old Pro 60. And it's very overpriced. I mean, you know, for what they, you know, for $169, that's probably actually a scanner you could get for under $100, sure. So, you know, I know it's one of those marketing places, telemarketing. You're right on the money there, Ed. Okay, let me give it back to Scott. KB2YTF, pick it up.
Yeah, that's okay. You can spit it out, Charlie. I know it's early for you. Just for giggles, I dialed the number that you gave me while comments were going on here. I get an error message that 800 number is not available in your area, meaning my area. So I'm almost inclined to think that the whole thing is part of Howard's attempt at being funny, let's put it that way. Charles?
Yeah, maybe, maybe you're right. Yeah, maybe that, I hope that's all it is, but it seems like a fairly legit commercial, but like I said, my ear was pounding away, and I wasn't feeling much too well, you know, so, and, you know, the hour and the lack of sleep and everything and the pain, wasn't 100%, that's for sure, so, maybe... It's very possible. Okay, Scott, we thank you for that additional. Okay, at this time, I'm going to have one final call-up for anyone who would like to join us with info, query, or comments. Please come now. Okay, hearing nothing, I think we're going to call it a night here, gang, and I'd like to thank everybody who's checked in tonight, and you know, we did have a lot of check-ins, and it turned out to be a good net after all, and I'd like to thank everybody that was on the air with us, also people that were online in both chat rooms, and we're probably the only net in existence with not only a net, but with not one, but two chat rooms going, so we'd like to thank Keith and to NJS for his generosity and his being host of one chat room and the AOL chat room also. And I'd like to thank everybody who participated in both and, of course, everybody who was listening on frequency tonight. And next week, hopefully our stalwart net control, Eddie, KC2AYC, will be back on board. Things will be back to normal. And I'd just like to mention if Frank M2VRA is listening, I know he's not feeling too well either. I wish him the very best, and I hope he's feeling better. So hang in there, buddy. That's my mentor. So if it wasn't for Frank, I would be out of here talking to you guys. He's my inspiration to get on to ham radio, so I miss not having you here, but I want you to feel better too. So I'm gonna bid everybody farewell and say good evening. And once again, we'd like to thank Steve WB2WAK for his generosity and use of the repeater. Because without Steve, there would not be a Lima Net. And don't forget. On Thursday night at 8 o'clock, anybody that's not doing anything, come on down to Nathan's on Long Beach Road in Oceanside, and we'll be there. I'm sure there'll be some people there, and we'll have some fun. So take care, and we'll catch everybody next week. This is KB2UBB, Alderman Net Control, say 73, and... closing the net, and repeater is now open for general casual use. Good night.
Hey, nice job, Charlie. running the net and looking at the computer at the same time. Pretty good there. So we'll catch up to you soon again. And if Curtis is still around, maybe give me a call. I'll call you in a couple of minutes after we clear the repeater. KB2UVV. Have a good night. J2YAW73.
Good night, Charlie. Good job. Nice to hear you in there. Nice to see you on the computer. I'll be in touch. 73 to everybody on the net. KB2YTF4.
N2WWN, still around?
Hey, good. 2WWN. I was listening to that show there. A blind guy was talking there and talking about the streetlight. I think you're going to have a lot of characters coughing on this guy, so that's for sure. And it makes for some good listening. Ed?
Good evening, Curtis. Yeah, I know. I listened for a few days there. Some of the voices seem to be familiar, you know, like maybe they're repeat callers already, but he's slowly developing quite a following, you know, all around the country, so that's pretty good. I copied a signal on a little portable in the kitchen. That's how strong it is. So how are you receiving him over there?
WW, he's coming in 9 over. With the antenna down. With the X390. Coming in with gangbusters. And I turned the RF gain down all the way and it's still coming in like gangbusters. I don't know what the effective radiated power is that he's running, but sounds good. You definitely get a lot of people from at least the Anoff net, and what's the other one? The shortwave. People that run up to the shortwave fest are calling on this one. A lot of stuff on micro broadcasting and a lot of people that call in that are visually impaired.
An interesting thing that he's offering up QSL cards. But they're not free. I don't know if you heard that part. But, I guess that's the way he supports the station, pays the electric bill or whatever. But listen to the part where he talks about QSL. And from what I understand, he's using a beam antenna. This has got to be a pretty big beam, because about a month ago, the transmitter came on and they were testing. He's got quite a signal. Bet you they could hear him down in Mexico and California and out that way. So what's the deal on your broken antenna? I thought you'd have that by now.
Well, it's coming all the way from California, so I didn't get any deliveries today, so I called, let's see when it was. Came down on Monday, called Tuesday afternoon. Guy said he was going to look around. Said maybe by Thursday or Friday, it must have been shipped. I have to give it a few days, I'm from California, it's going to take at least a week, especially if it's coming UPS ground. goes across the country by truck. Small substation. See what happens tomorrow. Wait till about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. You know what time the UPS truck guy comes around. And then around that time, around 7 o'clock or so, maybe I'll call California. It's too early enough. If they sent it out, if they got a tracking number, they can tell me exactly where it is.
Okay, yeah, because, let's see, today would have been 1 week that you ordered it. Usually when the UPS guy comes there and there's nobody home, he'll leave the package, but if, you know, he doesn't feel it safe, he'll just leave you a little slip that, you know, he'll re-deliver it the next day. But you'll probably get it tomorrow. No problem with that. I check with you and see what else is going on. How'd you like the ham fest? And did you come home with any goodies?
He's a good boy this time. I had a table and I got rid of a few things. The only thing I bought for myself was a sausage sandwich. Sausage hero sandwich. Nice. Better than the San Gennaro's down in Island Park. Sorry to tell them that, but the sandwich at Limewalk was a lot better than the one down at the church in Island Park. That's one thing good about the food down at Limewalk. They come down for the food if they don't come down for the ham fest. Myself, that sandwich all day. With the sausages and the pepper, the onions that were on there. Frank went over there and got it for me. I said, wow, this is some sandwich. Cheap price it was. And I bought a connector. I spent a roll of $8. At the ham fest.
Wow, you really were a good boy. Okay. I heard from other people that it was pretty good. So, I was going to tell you, just jumping over to the baseball subject, but be on the lookout for any memorabilia, you know, from McGuire and Sammy Sosa. I know you're a collector nut, as I am, but if you know anybody that collects baseball cards or any of that stuff, the value of that is really going to increase now that these two guys have broken the record. So check that out, and you'll probably be seeing a lot of stuff being offered up, statues and the usual thing comes from the Franklin Mint and all that other. And to WWM, K2YAW.
I already ordered a shirt. It's supposed to be on the way. Yeah, t-shirt. So does that mean, do I wear it or do I have to frame it? Ed?
I think you gotta frame it if you want it to be worth something like in another 50 years. But, they were talking about this on some TV show. And no, I know where it was. It was on WFAN, that's right. You know, talking about souvenirs. And both of these guys do not sign things that are to be sold. You know, they don't sign autographs or balls and stuff for the purpose of somebody selling them. So they're really not into the commercial end of it. But I don't see how you can help avoid that. You know, if you sign a an autograph and then the guy goes outside the park and sells it, I don't see how you can avoid that. That to you.
WW, I don't know. There was a thing in the New York Times on Sunday. It showed a picture of the wire. And all the kids that had pens and balls wanted him to sign the ball. The photo that was earlier this summer. I don't know. Try to don't get into yourself into a situation like that, I guess. Gotta be careful when you go to the local mall. I guess it really becomes a problem. Why don't you just tell them, you know, general public, I'm not signing anything from anybody. I guess it gets hard, you know. Maybe he ought to just, you know, hand out business cards or something, you know. Make a deal with a cop every time that somebody wants to here goes the phone at 2WWM.
I'll stand by a couple of minutes, Curtis, if you're coming back. It's 2YAW, you're listening out.
Looks like I gotta go. Well, basically, you'll probably be able to catch me here next Tuesday. Up until I get my antenna, otherwise, I'll possibly either be portable or in the car if I'm in the neighborhood. Ed, YKW2WWM.
Okay, yeah, Curtis, do a good job on it, and we'll look for you, you know, one repeater or another. Have a good night. This is YAW, be clear, 73. Thank you.